South Pacific has made its way to the Korean Peninsula with a lot of happy talk, happy talk. News accounts would have you believe the meeting of Kim Jong-un and his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, was a historic event aimed at denuclearization. In this highly choreographed event, Kim became the first leader of the North since the Korean War to set foot in the South. The two men shook hands as shutterbugs flashed photos. They acted like buddies in a scene belying the truth. Kim even signed the guest book, noting, "A new history begins now at the starting point of history and the era of peace." Seoul officials reported that Kim told Moon he won't interrupt your early morning sleep anymore with nuclear tests. However, it is time to introduce the constraints of reality. Despite the well-wishing, the notion of peace at hand is delusional. Kim will provide verbiage soothing to the South Korean sensibilities, but it's hard to overlook the fact the North has a history devoted to the elimination of the South and the reunification of the peninsula. Moreover, empty aspirational goals have been mentioned in the past, but as Nicholas Eberstadt has noted, this is merely sucker bait. From a diplomatic standpoint, the North Korean effort at detente with the South is another way of forcing the American hand, since the ally we are attempting to protect may be seduced by the enemy we are trying to persuade. Clearly, many in the South believe a new day has arrived and peace is just over the rainbow. It would appear that under these circumstances, North Korea has most of the leverage. Should Kim walk away from the meetings with the American delegation, there is likely to be more anger directed at President Trump than Kim himself. Denuclearization cannot be overlooked, period. A pullback from offensive positions by the North, a cessation of testing, a cooling down of warlike rhetoric are all important steps. But in the aggregate, they do not constitute the key decision. If there is a complication, it is related to the meaning of denuclearization. While the term may seem as clear as the irreversible elimination of weapons with guaranteed verification, the North refers to the term as denuclearization of the entire peninsula, starting with the severing of South Korean ties to the United States' nuclear umbrella. And even with negotiations about nuclear weapons, there is the shadow of human rights violations of an egregious variety that aren't on the table for negotiation at all. North Korea is being treated as a nation within the family of nations, and Kim is simply another world leader. But nothing could be further from the truth. Murder is a way to secure power, and starvation is a way to maintain internal control. The South Korean sunshine advocates all deny the past. In doing so, South Korea risks moving more quickly to strike a deal, which would be uncomfortable for the Trump administration, reluctant to make concessions at the very outset of negotiations. For utopians, the latest accounts yield a bountiful moment of blessings. So far, so fast, and so remarkable are the echoes in many South Korean chambers. But reality has a way of intruding on utopians, of restoring clarity to rose-colored glasses. In this case, it is best that the realists sit at the negotiating table with the knowledge of the past and the skepticism about the future.